do the thing.
All right.
Yeah, shotgun break midway through.
All right, welcome back to Unfinished Business. I am Chester,
and I am the Shrew.
If you have not been tuning in each and every week, this is all about us scouring Craigslist, one of the internet's most trusted websites, and finding just the most goofy shit we can, and we want to. But at the same time, you know, just people earnestly looking for stuff and people and love, and we want to help them find that. So put it out on our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we want to help the disenfranchised folks of society find what they're looking for. You know, it's not only people; it's we've tried to incorporate things as well. You know, free items and.
We'll get to that.
You know, we're on the gambit.
All right, let's get cracking here.
Shoot.
So I guess the first category, one of our, you know, favorites, original category.
Classic
misconnections. Misconnections are when people, you see someone in public and, you know, you think they're a 10 out of 10. You just can't. Maybe you're in Walmart. Maybe you're in Whole Foods. You can't muster up the courage to go talk to them.
Those are two hot spots.
Yeah. Whole Foods. No, Craigslist is full of Walmart and Whole Foods. But, you know, later on, just go on Craigslist, type up your love letter, and hope that they also go on Craigslist and go find it someday.
Yeah.
So, here, I'll go ahead and shoot.
Okay.
This is a great misconnection. This is from Champaign, Illinois, and it is fucking in the streets. This is man for man and woman.
I'm so glad we're back.
We took a little break. So, fucking in the streets. Saw you twice in two places within a block of my house. I said, what's up? And nice the first time. Can I watch next time? Not quite drunk enough to ask. So this dude saw people, you know, banging next to his house, and he just had, you know, he said, nice.
Nice. Hey, I see what you guys are doing over there. Nice.
All right, what you got for me?
Okay, I've got one. This is a misconnection out of Boston. So I was actually in Boston for work last week. So in the free time in my hotel room, I decided to peruse Craigslist and see what the weird shit was going on. This is a misconnection. It's a man for woman called can't see your coochie? ? Oh,
love it.
If your body type prevents you from bending over and seeing your cooch, you're exactly what I'm looking for. It may be large breasts or just a big old belly. I don't care. As long as you're big, let me adore you.
I mean, guy knows his type, dude. Can't fault him for that.
Yeah. When was the last time you used the word coochie?
Probably never, honestly. Probably literally zero times.
Yeah, that was just interesting to me. It's like we find a lot of people that really know what they like on Craigslist. You know, just girls that can't see their hooter.
Yeah, wait, hooter? Okay.
Coochie mama.
Coochie mama. So,
the magic of editing. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, this one, I liked based on title. I'm not really sure what it has to do with the content at all. But this is from Asheville, pretty heady place.
I'm excited.
So this one's called Dinosaur Orgasms. You and your two friends were playing a game that, quote, sounded like fun. Sorry we had to leave. I move as fast as a sloth. I mean, I literally have no idea what the fuck's going on there. But someone's getting fucking T-Rex boners.
What does that mean?
Dude, I don't know. The air quotes is the weirdest part to me.
I'm honestly more confused than I was before you read
we'll
that.
We'll never know. Hey, if you wrote that, then let us know what the fuck that means, please.
Okay, I've got... I think this is one of the funnier ones that I've stumbled across. I guess my method to finding these is to go to cities that I've never been to before and just try and find the weirdest people.
Trying to figure out what each place is about.
Yeah, I know.
Why buy a plane ticket to go somewhere when you can go on Craigslist and really find out what the city's all about?
It's funny because that's actually pretty true. You can get a good gauge on a city based on the Craigslist
page. Like, if you go to Panama City, it's just fucking... You know, I mean,
people at Tootsie's,
yeah,
boner chugging champions or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I got you. All right,
I've had a couple beers. Okay, calm down. This is a misconnection out of Phoenix, Arizona. I've always wanted to know what Phoenix is like. This is a man for a woman, and it's called I Gave You an Accidental Back Scratch.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you've ever done this, don't feel bad.
Okay.
We were in the 27th row on a flight from Seattle. We didn't even exchange hellos. You seemed queasy and kept putting your head on the seat in front of you. I was high on cold medicine and decided you needed a back scratch. We both realized what was happening, but it was too late. I scratched your back in an affectionate manner for at least 5 seconds and no more than 10. I patted your back awkwardly at the conclusion of my back scratch and then proceeded to be asleep. If you're reading this, I'm sorry.
Dude, just scratching strangers' backs on planes. I love that move, dude.
I think it's even funnier just pulling, like, I just feel like this guy was Michael Cera and just was scratching this girl's back and then pretended to be asleep. And he's like, oh, I'm asleep.
I mean, I can respect the cold medicine for the flight thing. I mean, you know, flying blows. But if it makes you touch strangers, then probably should avoid that shit.
Yeah, most people just have a couple cocktails. I myself take medication to fly because it's fucking awful. But cold medicine is definitely an alternative. I think most people just drink.
On the way back from Colorado, I had a weed lollipop. That was the best way to spend a flight for sure.
So did you, like, when did you eat it? Like an hour before?
Like rolling up to the airport, like when I'm walking in there.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking fantastic. Denver airport sucks too.
Yeah, I still believe in the conspiracy theory that the Illuminati operates underground.
Then the Illuminati blows because that place is run like shit. okay, that's all we got for classic MCs, I think. So let's move on to the fan favorite category.
Just a really quick note. Shout out to the people trying to find love on Misconnections. Just,
you know, people do. Definitely do. If people meet, I know people are like, yeah, like I got my friend and like she met her husband on Tinder or whatever. If people are doing that shit, then people are definitely meeting on Craigslist. Dude,
how sad would you be if you like gave this girl just a sensual back rub or a back scratch on a flight? She might have been into it.
She sees it and she's like, oh my God, the guy who gave me the back scratch.
All right, what's the next segment? Refresh our listeners.
Legit. Which, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory, but it's just people putting stuff out there that there's definitely no way they could have bad intentions behind it. Would you like to start us out? I started the last one. You know?
Yeah, I'll do a real quick one. Again, this is from Boston. As I said, I was in Boston for work this week. This comes out of a section called Rants and Raves. So Rants and Raves we'll talk about later within this podcast, but it's a super racist, inappropriate, and like the Wild West of Craigslist.
There's some good shit on there.
Yeah, there's some good shit, but it's, yeah. Anyway, this is called Let's Talk About Sex. This sounds legit. Anybody up for sex talk? Let's just email and text about sex. We can share stories, ideas, etc. We are a married couple in our 40s who enjoy talking about sex.
Just talking about it.
That sounds legit. Yeah. Like, what are they exchanging? Like, erotic stories or something?
Yeah, just talking about it. Like, you know, what do you think about it? You know, oh, I like it. All right,
hey, cool. So what's up with this sex thing, guys? Like, tell me more.
All right, this is a Craigslist lingo for you on Sounds Legit. I had to look up some of this. Okay, so this is also from Champaign, Illinois. Some good shit there. I'm never gonna go, but there's some good shit.
That's where University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini.
Learn something new every day.
Yep.
Kind of wish I didn't know that. This is called Ice Turbo Time. Looking for someone to help us go ice skating in this heat. Go fast, turbo time. Shrew, what do you think that means?
Just going real quick on ice skates.
False. Ice skating is lingo for doing crystal meth.
That was honestly my second guess.
wait.
Wait, so these people are looking for someone to do meth with?
Yeah, they definitely. Dude, what's funnier is that when people, there's so many people on like Strictly Platonic that like look for like smoking buddies, and they use the lamest fucking lingo.
They always say 420.
Who's looking like to hang out at 420 today? Like, so fucking, it's
so stupid.
Hold on. Okay, so I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Ice skating A term for smoking and or being high on crystal meth that's designed to confuse cops and sober white people. Victor went ice skating, then broke into his parents' house and stole their TV.
Why? What does sober white people have to do with it?
Yeah, I don't really get that part. I don't know.
That's like the phrase going skiing. Like, you're not pulling the wool over anyone's eyes. It's like, you tell a cop, yeah, I'm just going ice skating. Like, it's a goddamn summer. Like, so you're clearly high on crystal meth.
Meth addicts aren't the most subtle people in the world.
Sir, you're on crystal meth.
You got another legit one for us?
Yeah, how many do you have total?
I've got another one.
Okay. I've got one. I'm going to skip the super long one. It's not that funny. This one is called, this is out of Providence, Rhode Island. I think they only have one Craigslist for the whole state. This one's called Cell Phones, and it's out of Rants and Raves. I have a flip-top phone, maybe looking to upgrade. Verizon wanted $78 a month. Thinking about Sprint. Any thoughts on which way to go?
Dude, what? Just, I can't make that fucking choice. I hope Craigslist can give me some tips on cell phone providers. Why is that? It sounds legit.
I'm just like, this guy needs some legit help, so.
Oh, this guy. All right, I've got one. This guy needs some real help.
Okay.
Sounds legit. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Do I have a small penis? I'm looking for honest feedback from a woman. I'd rather meet in person to show you, but I'm willing to show via Snapchat if there is proof you are real. He just wants to know. No one will tell him, is my dick small or not?
He just can't figure it out.
He's looking at it. And he's like, maybe it's not. Someone just tell me.
Oh, God.
I really like that.
We'll provide via Snapchat. Okay, that's
generous. If there's proof that she's real, then he'll show via Snapchat. But, you know, Snapchat's camera, like, it's, you know, go to a concert, the videos are kind of blurry. Like, I don't know if you could tell dick size from, like, I haven't sent many Snapchats of my dick. Exactly zero, so I don't really.
You got to have something for scale, least. Hold up, like, a penny.
Like, it works better if you take the picture with your camera phone instead of the Snapchat app, you know?
Hey, look at my penis compared to this penny. Like, it's huge.
Before we take a short break, I was going to give you one category we haven't done in a little bit. What the actual fuck?
Oh, shit. What's up?
So this is Jackson, Mississippi. This is called Lil Bo Peep. Not little. Lil. I'm lost and my baby sheep are lost. Please come get me and help with finding everything that's lost. I'm in the dark waiting for you. Please hurry before I sink into the darkness. I need, want, love you more than beyond what God allows. No punctuation.
Oh, what the actual fuck?
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
I watch a lot of SVU and I think this girl might be being held hostage.
It's a coded message.
Yeah, it's like, please help me. So what's up, man?
You know, just went to more shows this weekend, and yeah, I mean, just hanging out. Not much is going on. Just getting into the fall, and God, my football team sucks. All of them.
says mine.
Yeah, my fake sports teams, those are good, but you know, that doesn't really. It means a lot. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What do you say we take a quick break?
Yeah.
And, you know, word from our sponsors and come back with some important stuff.
I love it.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Hey, guys. This is producer Skeet, and I'm going to tell you about a place called Dank Burgers. This episode is brought to you by Dank Burgers, and it's a local restaurant. Try out the classic double dank combo. Two moist, smelly patties with all the toppings and a side of dank fries. Then wash it all down with our brand new Stank Shake, the clammiest beverage known to man. Other menu items include the double dank, the triple dank, the spanky dank, a double danky dank. For the next week only, free side of tots if you can prove you haven't showered that day. Dank Burger. Just try it out, you fucks.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the break. Welcome back to Miss Connections. Oh, shit. I said it again. Unfinished Business.
Wait, what's our podcast called?
Oh, it's Unfinished Business, and the first thing is Miss Connections. So, yeah. Welcome back.
You've been reading too much of the itinerary.
Yeah, I do that.
That's a shame.
Dude, so, you know what tastes really good with, with Tropicalia?
Yeah, what?
When you have a camel snooze in your mouth and the juice goes down with it, it's really good.
Probably didn't taste that good, huh?
I'm serious. It tasted really good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, before we get into more Craigslist, would you like to do some quick housekeeping?
Housekeeping?
Yeah, so housekeeping is where we like to help the people of Craigslist advertise maybe a yard sale, maybe a free item or...
it's housekeeping.
Yeah, it's housekeeping. They're trying to barter for something.
Let me check the bin. No lost and found this week. Okay, we're good.
No lost and found. So this, I've got a housekeeping. This is called Yard Sale of Epic Variety. So I want to advertise.
So just an announcement?
Yeah, this is just an announcement.
Okay,
cool. I want to make sure that our friend of the show has a lot of people at his yard sale.
Got it.
Yeah. This is 6110 South Elkins Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33611. Okay, in case you're wondering. So let's kick just it off.
Give someone's address.
Well, he posted it on Craigslist. That's not on me.
It's a bigger audience than our podcast.
So please don't turn off the podcast because this is very long. Furniture, tools, no children's stuff. Lots of adult toys. Not that kind, you sicko. I'm talking water skis, kite surfing equipment, and unicorn hunting gear. Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know, that's what I was too. Also, appliances, thermidor, warming drawer, dishwasher, 22V air conditioning, scroll saw, building materials, French doors, miscellaneous supplies, outdoor lighting, sports, and fishing stuff, motorcycle jack, kite surfing gear.
It's a fucking jackpot.
What is kite surfing gear? Coffee tables, chariots, neighbors bringing stuff too. This isn't a, quote, books and collectibles and clothes and flea market knickknacks and BS, unquote. Okay, there are a couple of kitchen and houseware stuff, but no pansy stuff like doilies and stupid refrigerator magnets. If you're looking for your sad, worn-out, smelly teddy bears and My Little Pony crap baseball cards or Christmas tree lights that don't work, just keep driving. My yard sale is where you'll find things that will fix your low-T problems. The kind of yard sale gold that will make your garage door open up like it wants to hug my former treasures. I will not autograph any items, so don't even ask. Seriously, I won't do it. Well, I won't do it for free, so don't ask without a 5 spot and a brand new Sharpie in your hand. And let's keep that on the DL. Set your alarm and get there at 8:10 before someone faster and smarter than you buys what you should rightfully be yours. There's a limited amount of stuff.
Dude, come on.
Okay, there's a limited amount of stuff that you need, but that I just don't want two of anymore. Yes, I have collected things that are so badass that I have two of them in case I lose one while solo night bull shark spear fishing or something of the sort. The point is, this is your chance to own the second most awesome artifact in my shrine to awesomeness. I'll be keeping the better one, and chances are I'll already have signed that one because that one is mine and it's staying that way. You can buy the one with blood or scratch on it. There will be men doing manly work with chainsaws and performing aerobatic acts of bravery suspended from a tree in the backyard. This is normal. Just stay out of their way. The fresh-cut firewood line starts in the front. Wood is cheapest at the store. You'll stock up. Now, if you're smart, you're probably wondering what could be in the inside of this guy's house. As you say, wow, this dude's garage excrement is awe-inspiring. You may be wondering how you could be more like me. I don't blame you. There are 3 simple-step recipe. 1, buy all my stuff without being all weak and trying to negotiate a disrespectful price. 2, take it home with you and immediately surround yourself with as much of it as you can afford. When you're ready for the third step, I'll text you. See you Saturday.
I love the approach of challenge people's manhood to come to your garage sale. It's like, you won't buy my spearfishing gear, you pussy.
I love how he said,
if you want fridge magnets, keep on fucking driving.
My yard sale is where you'll find things that will fix your low T problems. So that's right. Housekeeping.
That's housekeeping. So yeah. If you're looking for some hardcore shit, go by that guy's house.
Yeah, if you're in the Tampa area.
Get up bright and early, though.
If you have low T problems, I guess check this guy out.
Okay. And God now, damn it. New category, listener submission of the week. So this was sent to our email address, unfinishedbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. We'll pick one every week and we'll read it on the air. This week comes from Geno. So Geno sent us, where are we? Okay, it's called Remember, We Locked Ourselves in a Hotel Room During Dragon Con 2012. This is a misconnection. Your family went to Dragon Con and you spent the weekend with me. There was drinking and room service and so much sex. Remember that? I do. Reply with the first 3 letters of your first name in the title. That was a fucking crazy Dragon Con.
Yeah, when I was flying to Boston, there was a bunch of Dragon Con. You've never been, have you?
I would like to go. I've never been.
I know. I kind of would too. Just like cosplay of like Stranger Things or something.
My sister went to, she like drove to Comic-Con in Boston this summer. It was kind of pretty hell of a road trip.
Doesn't she live in California?
No, she was.
Okay. That's a long ass drive.
Okay, so great listener submission. Again, please send those in. We love to get them.
Yeah, Dragon Con sounds like a crazy time.
I bet.
2012.
That was the best one. So you want to give us? I think we got some hot opinions coming up.
So this is a category we like to call Craigslist Hot Takes. Cue music. So Craigslist Hot Take is when we peruse a section called Rants and Raves, which we had talked about earlier in this episode, and it's when you find posts that are not anti-Semitic and not super racist or political, and that
you just can't take it anymore, and you get a post on Craigslist about it.
You can't fucking take it anymore.
It's fucking pizza.
You know, people are just super pissed about pizza. So this is a rant and rave, and it is, I don't actually know what city, I didn't write it down. This is a one out of, is a man for woman.
Are you taking all of these down by hand?
On parchment paper. This one's called, this is a rant and rave, and I kind of agree with this. You girls at KPMG are insanely hot. Just saying. I see so many gorgeous young girls walking into the elevator bank each day. Makes me crazy. Ha ha. Why didn't I major in accounting?
Dude, I mean,
I feel for that guy.
Yeah. Bummer, dude.
Bunch of hot chicks at KPMG.
What is KPMG? What the fuck is that?
It's a consulting firm.
Oh, okay. Got it.
There's a bunch of hot chicks there.
Do you have a... you got a free item for us?
Oh shit! Yeah, I do. This is a trial run of a section we want to introduce to the show called Free Item of the Week. That's a tentative name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people.
We have user submission of the week, so free item of the week is. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Well, you can, you can sell stuff on Craigslist. I've bought and sold things on Craigslist but sometimes, you know, you just got to, you just put some out there and see if someone will come pick that shit up.
Okay. So this is a free item of the week. The title is Free Shitty Roomba. And if you're, if you're unfamiliar with what a Roomba is, it's like an automatic vacuum that you can, it's like a robot.
It's like, if Wally was way shittier and it was a vacuum.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
Okay.
Okay. Free shitty Roomba. Actually, the Roomba works great. Unfortunately, one of my dogs decided to drop a freshie in the middle of the kitchen floor. Instead, Roomba decided to track it all over the house. If you are brave enough to clean it, it's yours. Also, picture are the offending dogs.
Dude, that's so awesome.
I'm not done.
Okay, keep going.
Also pictured are the offending dogs, which for the time being are not free to a good home, only because I'm mad at them anymore. I'm not mad at them anymore. Asterisk, battery not included.
I am mad at the Roomba, though. Little asshole tracking shit all over the ground. It's not the dog's fault. if you want a Roomba so bad you're willing to clean shit out of one, you deserve that fucking Roomba.
The picture was of two pugs. So I'll post that on our Instagram.
Please do.
Yeah, so our Instagram, just for you guys that don't follow us, at @unfinished_business_podcast on Instagram. Creative. So please follow us. Yeah, so we want to post stuff that that you guys can go ahead and look at. They'll incorporate stuff we talk about in the podcast.
If you prefer to use your imagination, though, for what we're describing, then don't follow the Instagram.
Just imagine two pugs that look like they took a freshie on the floor and then a Roomba spread around.
Okay, I think all we have left is some short and sweets.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I've got one. So you've got two, correct?
Yeah, I have two.
So you go first.
Okay. This is Jeff. It's Anna again. Okay, and then the title repeats itself. Jeff, it's Anna again. I don't think you're getting my emails. Please reply and say something so I know it's really you.
Fucking Jeff. Okay, this is out of Warwick, Rhode Island. What is that? Way too clingy, rants and raves. Recently just got back from one of those destination weddings. My buddy got married in Mexico. I hooked up with one of the bridesmaids pretty much the whole time we were there. Now she's way too clingy. Looking for advice. Thanks.
Nice. Bad moms. 505 showing of Bad Moms in Savoy. Anyone want to join? The Twilight Show is only $6.50. So many people looking for movie buddies.
I mean, we've talked about that. I've been to the movies alone. It's a pretty...
No, it's like a pretty refreshing experience. Kind of.
It's a unique experience.
It's just the
for
first
sure.
steps to becoming a dad. You just got to go to movies by yourself.
I'm just like, I fucking hate my kids.
I'm just going to sleep throughout the whole movie. I'm not even going to watch it. Just a place to be quiet for a few hours.
Just $10 to sleep in peace. God damn it.
Dude, it's probably worth it. Okay. That is another week of unfinished business.
Wow. So it's been, what is this, 6 minus the 2 Star Wars episodes?
Yeah, drop the 4, 3 repeating. Yep. Episode 6. So, we will have the... Oh, we just bought a motherfucking domain.
Domain. I just spent $60.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I spent 58.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you owe me 29.50.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. So please check us out at unfinishedbusinesspodcast.com. It'll have links to all of our episodes and everything, pictures, social media. Check us out on iTunes shortly. Again, we're on Instagram, Twitter. Send us stuff to our Gmail, unfinishedbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please. We will feature you as, what was it, Jenno that sent us that submission today. We'll feature you as the guest of the day, guest submission of the day, listener submission
of
the day.
Speaking of which, we got a couple exciting guests coming up, I think next episode and the episode after. Well, as long as Craigslist keeps producing wacky shit, then we'll keep finding it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Cheers.